You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted, you know, as always, to be joined by the one and only Billy Nelson. Billy, how's things? Buddy, everything good?
Everyone's fine, mate. Thanks, aye. Plodding away.
Plodding away. Here we all. Well, news today. On MTK socials that I noticed was Big Mark McCauley signed an advisory deal with MTK. Just talk to him about that and obviously how happy you are, how Martin is to get this deal done.
Well, Martin decided that it was time. He felt as though he wanted a different direction, and he thought that MTK could give him that, what he requires. And with them being the biggest management advisory company in the world, I think it's a very good move for him. He's very, very happy. I've only had experience with MTK through David Brophy and Stephen Simmons, and you know they were brilliant with it too. So long may it continue with Martin.
Definitely, I know that the deal has obviously just been announced just now, but when are we hoping that Martin's out again? Because obviously he had that good win against Kuzmin back in December, so I'm guessing that you and Martin are itching to just keep this ball rolling.
Well, I think we're looking. I would hope we'd be looking end of March, April sometime. I'll leave it in MTK's hands, you know, and they'll negotiate with the promoters and see what happens. It was a kind of spur of the moment, I think. It really was done really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. I know people that work with MTK as well, so it was quite easily done.
That's nice and simple, which is always good when you're dealing with, because you know what the contracts are like in boxing. Sometimes they can go too long. Like we might, this was Joshua, man. I don't know what's going on there with the contracts, but at least with Martin, we got it done like that, which is good news.
Well, the thing is, you know, we spoke to a few people, and you just had the feeling that you were kind of wanted with MTK. You had a good feeling. He had a good feeling about it, so that was a deciding factor.
No, definitely. But Martin's obviously had that good win against Kuzmin back in December, like we talked about. Kuzmin's a top 15 ranked opponent, I believe he was going into the fight. So, as his coach and stuff like that, what kind of opponent are you hoping for next? Are we hoping for an even bigger and better opponent this time around? Next time around, even.
Listen, I'm sure we'll get names. Names. We'll have two or three names, and we'll get a choice of who we want to fight. As I've said to you before, and countless times, Martin McCauley would fight anybody on the planet if the deal's right.
Yeah.
You know, I've you know, things have got to be right, and this is where a very good advisory company come into their own. So we'll play it and we'll see what happens. He could fight anybody.
Yeah,
nobody wouldn't fight.
Yeah, I know. I've done numerous interviews with you, Billy, and that seems to be what you've always said to me, is that he'll just fight anybody, just give him the opportunity.
100%. I mean, after Deontay Wilder fight that came up in March or April, instead of Charles Martin, I think as he's fighting, yeah, he'd have took that in a heartbeat as well, no problem.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to hold your phone doing a wee bit. I'm missing half your face. There we go. There he is. There's the handsome young man.
It's not a bad thing missing half my face. The other half is usually somebody else's full face.
Martin's obviously out of the Congo. I've seen him out. He's still back in Africa. So when are you hoping he's back in the UK, back in Scotland, back in training camp?
Well, we've got a few issues sorted, and once they're sorted, he'll be back in the next flight as soon as things are sorted.
Yeah, good stuff. Obviously, with the heavyweight division right now, it's brilliant. We've obviously the White Povetkin rematch coming along. You've got Mark McCauley, who's doing his thing. There's whispers that we might get the AJ Fury fight in May, June chat time. So right now, the heavyweight division's probably the best it's ever been in for a long, long time, the last couple of years. So what are you kind of... Obviously, all the belts are tied up with Fury and Wilder. Fury and Joshua. So... Well, Martin, what does he do? What can he do? Does he have to just keep winning and fighting top 10 guys, Chisoras and Whites and stuff like that?
Well, there's only one person that has won that fight, either of the two. But as long as he keeps fighting and winning, puts himself in a prime position for when maybe if a belt's relinquished or, you know, opportunities arise if fights don't happen, you just have to get yourself in the best possible position that you can to fight for a world title, and that's what we plan to do this year.
The thing is, Joe Joyce is, I know you, years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever, there was talk about Mark McCauley and Joyce and stuff like that, but
I've asked for that fight for 2.5 years, and I've been told no, you've no fought anybody of note. Well, I would suggest that Kuzmin is every bit as good as anybody that Joe Joyce has fought.
Mm.
Yeah, Joe Joyce is number two with the WBO, and good, fair play to him. But we would fight Joe Joyce anytime and beat him.
And it's like Joyce is after Usyk anyway, isn't he? So,
and quite rightly so. He's been put in a position. They probably have to fight us, and you know, it's okay saying, we'll fight him. You've got to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to fight him now. If they order the interim belt, and I think he'll give us a good fight.
Yeah,
but you know, people are saying that Joe was inexperienced when he fought him the first time. Usyk's got bigger and stronger since the last time as well. So there's plus and negatives on both sides.
Definitely. That's definitely...
Again, but Joe's a good fighter.
Say again, Billy?
Joe is a very good fighter.
Yes.
Joe is a very good fighter.
That's the thing. People might look at...
Sorry?
People might look at his style and be like, how's he winning fights? But his jab is... It might look slow, but it's effective, isn't it? Have you seen that against Dubois?
Oh, his jab's his best weapon. In my opinion.
If you did get the Joyce fight, how would you negate that jab then with Big Martin?
I would tell Martin to step through the ropes. Tell Martin to step through the ropes and do what he does best, and then he'll beat him.
You think, Martin? Obviously, it's a stupid question, but I'm intrigued by that fight because, like you say, it has been going on for 2.5 years. You and Sam Jones, you've got your little back.
You know, a lot of banter. I like Sam. There's a bit of banter between the two, but you know. He knows that Martin's a serious threat to anybody on his day. A serious, serious threat.
Definitely. Well, like I said, we're hoping to get Fury Josh over the line. Well, this talk's May, June and stuff like that. How excited are you about that fight, Billy?
Oh, it's a fight everybody wants to see, isn't it?
Mm.
two absolutely brilliant fighters. You know, if it turns into a war, I would favour Joshua if it turned into a war. Oh, it depends how the fight plans out, you know what I mean? But oh, what's a fight? It's going to be some fight, and it could be the best fight ever, mm-hmm. potentially.
In our lifetime, I would imagine so. I said in our lifetime, it has the potential.
Well, it might be one of those, Andy, that two fights isn't enough. People want to see a third fight.
I do.
I don't know how they're going to go. You just don't. Nobody can tell with total conviction how the fights are going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing, and it's very intriguing. But we spoke about Lee McGregor fighting out in Dubai, the European title. Obviously, we're two Scotsmen. You happy for Lee finally getting his opportunity for the European title?
Oh, well, that's a shadow of a doubt. And, you know, I've been in, as a coach, I've been in the position that Lee and his coach are in. You know, the fight's getting cancelled through one reason or another. It's so soul-destroying. You're spending hours and hours in the gym, on tracks, in the swimming pool, doing everything you got to do for your fight, and it gets cancelled. It's heartbreaking because nobody's there to pick up the bill that he's outlaid, mm-hmm. you know, for sparring partners, etc., training costs. But Lee's a very, very good fighter. I think he'll beat that guy over in Dubai. You know, it's great that the fight's going ahead for him, and it's good that it's so soon after the last cancellation, so you'll still be really, really fit.
Definitely.
Just a few tweaks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I'm fortunate enough to be going out there, which is good. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. Billy, one final word on Martin and MTK and the year that 2021 is going to bring for Martin. What's your plans and your hopes and your dreams for Martin this year?
Well, like I said earlier, you know, just want some good fights to get Martin in a prime position for 2022, because I don't foresee anything happening this year, you know, world title wise. But next year, why not? A massive, massive year next year. But you'll not get that if you don't have a good year this year. If you can get three fights this year and three victories, I think you'll get yourself in prime position.
Well, you get in prime condition. Don't worry about that. That's your job, Billy.
Oh, no. And you remember when you go to Dubai a week on Monday to get some sun factor with you?
But I don't need it. I'm a natural tanned. I've got the olive skin.
You'll be topping up the sun. The sunbeds are shut, aren't they?
They're shut, mate. I need to look. I'm as white as you.
That's you, Gusta. I'm like a bottle of semi-skimmed.
<You're going up.
laughs> There's nothing semi-skimmed about me.
Well, don't we know? You're full fat, Billy. We know that. There it is. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
The weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, mate, that's a killer. Like, that's a big right hand. I don't want to mess with you. Billy, pleasure as always to speak to you, mate. Hopefully, lockdown G's up and I can come through to the gym and get another proper chat with you and Martin and everybody else, okay?
No bother, mate. Wish we Lee McGregor all the best when you're out there.
I will do, mate. I will do, as always. Right, Billy, thanks very much, mate. I appreciate it.
Take care, Andy. All the best.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.